SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
It is a Throwback Thursday, as I mentioned earlier, and it is the good, the bad, and the dumb. And we like doing it on Throwback Thursday. There's like a double, you get a double whammy with these days. So what is the good of the day?
The good of the day. A team of American veterans triumphantly rowed across the Atlantic Ocean in 50 days.
Wait a minute, they rowed?
Rowed.
Like row.
Row.
Yeah.
Stroke.
Stroke. Like, they really, that's great.
Four guys.
How many of them? Four guys did
Four guys.
Oh, my God. I was picturing an armada.
Yeah. You would have thought, right?
Right.
No. Taking the similar route that Columbus had taken, except they didn't discover any new lands. They just did it.
They didn't. They weren't looking for spices either.
They did it to, I guess it's part of like a competition or a race or, I mean, just an event, I guess. I'm not really sure why they did it. But they did it because they wanted to raise awareness to PTSD.
Oh, good for them.
So I'm liking that part, but I'm just picturing in my head 50 days of rowing.
So how long it took them? 50 days?
50 days.
So they rowed across the Atlantic in 50 days.
Yeah, a little under 2 months.
I would love the details on this. Like, I would love an in-depth story, like where somebody really wrote a nice long-form piece. So how long did they row? There was only four guys. Did they all row at the same time, and then they all stop at the same time? Did they work in shifts? How did they eat? Did they, when they stopped, how did they prevent from going off course? Did they have to anchor? I mean, what do you do? I don't know any of this stuff.
I mean, I guess you got to pick a time when you know the seas will be calm for a couple
months. Sure.
But even then, a storm could, right? I can't imagine. No, it's a modified rowboat. I don't want you to think it's like a little dinghy.
Right.
It's a decent sized boat that has,
and
like
I'm sure it had a,
has like a little cabin.
Yeah, so they were probably rowing in the cabin.
No.
Prevent the elements?
No, they're outside. I'm saying there's like a little area where they could probably.
This wasn't like a big, like a ship where they were inside a place.
Don't think of
50
it like
days.
Don't think of it like a Viking ship.
Yeah, but I'm thinking 50 days of doing that. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like waking up every day for 50 straight days. Like, what are we doing today? Well, I'm rowing for 13 hours, and then I'll do it again tomorrow. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what they did.
Good for them. That is great. Because listen, man, and I know they probably, you're right, they probably navigated the whole thing. What was the safest route based on the latitude, right?
Yep.
I'm assuming latitude is the one that they were looking at, like, which is where we don't get the February winds, right? Or whatever it was, the time that they went. But I remember the movie with George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg, The Perfect Storm?
Yes.
That was it for me, man. That was it.
Yeah.
I was done with the Atlantic Ocean.
I mean, they kind of knew that a storm was coming, but yeah. The intensity of the storm kind of surprised them. I mean, these guys had to row in elements. I don't think they rowed over 50-foot waves or anything. And I'm pretty certain that there was a boat next to them.
I'm assuming that they weren't out. Yeah, I'm sure there was probably a group that was with them.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when people say they ride a bike across the country or run across the country, and there's always a van that kind of hovers around them.
Yeah.
Just be like, this is where you get your supplies, and you can refuel and take a little break and maybe take a little nap. We got this van. We'll pull off to the side of the road. You can chill out for a little bit. I wonder if they did that with the boat.
Yeah, I don't want them to think that
another boat just kind of following along.
I don't want them to think that it's just like Forrest Gump just tearing off across the country.
No, like that's a good story, man. That's really good. And they raised awareness for PTSD. That's great. Good for them. That's awesome. 50 days. That's, you know, look, man, I don't care what it is. Do something straight for 50 days, even if it's fun. It gets old. It's hard.
You can't
do it. It's really hard to do.
I mean, if you did something, but not even that, but you're doing something every single day for, you know, like you said, 13 hours a day.
30,
maybe it's like 13 to 18 hours a day, because that's all they're doing.
Consistently,
just rowing
every day.
Now, for me, the first week, awesome.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally in.
Great.
Yeah.
You know, you're just out there at the sea. You know, after the first week, you're going to be like, that's when doubt sets in.
Yeah, you start going, what am I doing?
Yeah. What did I get myself into? We're never seeing land again. How do I know I'm rowing towards land? How do I know
exactly.
I'm not rowing right now, like down the middle of the Atlantic Ocean?
And what if those flat earth people were right? What if this is all a joke? What if the word, right? What if I fall off a cliff into the abyss.
I've seen waterfalls. I've seen movies when there's no escaping a waterfall. We're done.
What if I get swallowed by a whale? How would that be? Like, what if, man, that, let me just say something real quick. Remember the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks?
Yes.
There's one movie where I was scared, where I got the chills, is when the whale pops up next to him in the middle of the night.
That's
when I realized, like, when I was watching that movie going, that would scare me to pieces.
Yeah, because
like, I'm out in the middle of the night. The only light I got is the moon, and this big, huge whale pops up with its eye right next to my boat.
Not only that, but he's literally just like on a plank of wood.
Plank of wood.
It's not even the raft anymore.
Yeah. So, man, if I'm rowing across the Atlantic Ocean, I mean, I don't want to see what's following me. What's chilling around.
Again. After, you know, the first week, be totally cool. After that first week, that's when all those doubts start coming in.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm thinking the Kraken will show up.
Yep.
Why not?
Why not? Why not a giant squid just swallows us whole?
Hey, you know, I mean, you know, Moby Dick was out there.
Yeah, that's right.
Because all the stories that we're familiar with were written about the Atlantic Ocean. Let's remember that.
That's exactly right. Let's not forget that. That's exactly right.
So, all right. I guess these guys need to tackle the Pacific Ocean next. Try to do that beast in 50 days.
That's great. All right, so what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. This is, I mean, you knew it was going to happen. I'm just going to tell you the story. You're going to be like, yeah, I'm not surprised. There's a Christian activist who is planning on suing the NFL because of the J-Lo Shakira halftime show.
I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
I said it actually Super Bowl night. I said, I bet there's a lawsuit for this.
Yeah. His argument is, it's a guy named, let me give you his name, Dave Dobenmeyer, who has a podcast, Past the Salt.
Oh,
podcast.
Really? Past the Salt?
He's wanting to sue the NFL because he believes that this might keep him out of heaven and put his soul in danger of hellfire.
Okay. I'm not here to criticize the religious beliefs. You believe what you want to believe, but I don't know. You could have turned it off.
The first thing I thought of.
Right, you didn't have to. Once it was started shaking, you could have realized. And all you had to do was watch like the first 10 seconds of that. If you were of that religious mindset, and I'm not again criticizing that, if that's the way you believe, in the first probably 15 seconds of that show, you probably went, "Nah, this ain't going good." Click. I'll come back to it.
Yeah, I mean, his argument is like, you know, what if were there any warnings that your 12-year-old son? That he was going to see might cause him to get excited.
All right.
It's like, there wasn't any warning. The warning was J-Lo and Shakira are performing at halftime. That's your warning.
That's exactly right.
I mean, what did you expect them to come out in? Like, you know, muumuus and nightgowns and, you know, do a wholesome show where they're just sitting at a piano? No, it's a Super Bowl show. They're going to shake that thing.
Some sort of Victorian gown?
Exactly.
What did you think was going to happen?
Now, you know, the Shakira tongue thing, that caught me by surprise.
That was a little...
I might have to sue the NFL for that one, and that's really just suing for a meet and greet.
But you know what? Back when I was a little kid, when something was on TV, I had to get... And my parents were like, turn that TV off. I had to get off the couch. I had to walk over the TV, and I had to press the button to turn off the TV. Now, these remote control thingies that everybody seems to have, they're amazing. They'll actually turn your TV off while you're sitting there. Ugh, why don't you just go click, and then we'll come back to this in 15 minutes.
You know what you should have done? You should have switched over to the Puppy Bowl.
That's right.
That sounds like
or
more your
the channel
speed.
Maybe even just change the channel. Like you didn't, again, look. I know when people lost their minds over the Janet Jackson thing, and people are saying, but I don't want to do revisionist history, because I was trying to explain this to a friend when they're like, don't they learn their lesson? What happened with Janet Jackson? That was an accident. That wasn't part of the deal. Like, that wasn't what the NFL signed up for. Like, that wasn't, you know, that was an accident. That's why it was called a wardrobe malfunction.
That was no accident.
Well, whatever, but it's not something the NFL went.
They didn't know.
They didn't know. So when you're suing the NFL, like he's not suing J-Lo.
No.
He's suing the NFL.
He's suing the NFL
so
for showing it to him.
When everybody went crazy on the NFL, whether or not that was an accident or not, I don't care. The NFL absolutely, because they wouldn't have gone, they went right to conservative. The second that went down for halftime shows, so they didn't have any idea that was going down. You're right. You're 100% right. J-Lo and Shakira, if you have half a head, a brain of what's going on, you kind of got the idea that this wasn't going to be, you know, just a really tame kind of show. It was going to have a little bit of that extra that you, that might not be suitable for young viewers or your religious tastes.
Yeah.
It's nothing, you know.
That's why I said the warning was Shakira and J-Lo are performing at halftime.
That's right. That's right.
That's good your point. Warning. You don't need a parental guidance. You don't need that screen to pop up like, you know, the following episode is rated TV-MA.
But, you know, here's real quick before we get to the dumb. Do you know why this will get thrown out in court other than it has no chance? The other thing, too, is the massive precedent it would send. Like, any television writer, you'd basically, commercial television would be dead. Like, if, let's say this guy got $50 million for pain and suffering.
Well,
right, for watching
said,
this, commercial television would be dead.
I'm hoping that, I think this is just an arbitrary number he threw out there, but he did say, I want to sue them for about $867 trillion.
Oh, God. Well, there you go. Now he's crazy.
Yeah.
That's exactly
but,
right.
I mean, that's.
I'll make fun of that. Religious beliefs I don't touch, but. Oh, yeah, that one, you're silly.
This was something we knew. We called it. I mean, this, you knew somebody was going to come forward and go, you know what? I'm suing the NFL for showing that filth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. What is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is
that's
probably,
close.
Yeah. No, it was actually my dumb of the day, to be honest with you, for a while until I heard this story. And this might be my favorite story of all time.
Awesome.
So there is a Sioux Falls man who was arrested by the police department because he was playing this song and yelling in a loudspeaker, laughing in a loudspeaker as people slipped and fell outside of his Walmart on the ice.
Oh, that's... That so he just... Ah, I can't stop. That's awesome.
I mean... You can just sit him. You can see him sitting in the back of his truck. This music's playing. He's just talking. He's just laughing. People are just slipping left and right. He's in a Walmart parking lot. People are just slipping on the ice left and right. Oh. Here's the reason why he was arrested, though. We can crack the case right here.
Yeah.
When the police showed up because they had received calls about this guy, they slipped and fell, and he was laughing at them. So that's why he was arrested. Because, I mean, other than that, there's no reason for him to be arrested.
Well, I was going to say, what are the charges of being arrested? Why can't, you can't laugh at cops who slip on the ice?
Apparently not in Sioux Falls.
Like, just,
seriously? Keep that in mind.
There's no First Amendment right to do that?
I think pride was in play here.
I do, too. I do, too. Why hasn't somebody done this sooner? Why isn't this first time I've heard this, somebody doing this?
I mean, this is... See, this guy isn't dumb. This guy's a certified genius. The only thing dumb about this guy is that he didn't video it.
Oh, no kidding.
Because this YouTube video would have gone viral. He would be making more money than that Ryan kid.
It's great. That is great. I'm sorry. That's you're right. That might be the best story we've done. Because I hate to say this, I've got into my head of just this guy in a truck playing this music and people are like going in to get their savings, whoop, boom,
yep.
Right? Going in to get some food, whoop, boom. Going in to get two for $10 pants, whoop, boom.
I'll just read this real quick. This is what one of the cops said. We arrived on the scene to something very disturbing. After my partner and I slipped and fell on the ice, we heard that Benny Hill song, you know, that dun-dun-dun-dun-dun funny song that plays when people are in funny chases. Anyway, we got up and arrested the man after a small chase around the squad car. But that song
awesome.
Still plays, so he was running around the cop car.
That is awesome. That is great. That is so great. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. And boy, was it great on SB Nation AM.